Cal Stingle sits at his desk in his office at Stingle Oil. Behind him, the wall is covered with a large map of Northwest Washington State. Stingle is originally from Milbank, but he and his family lived in the Pacific Northwest for about 7 years while he worked at a company that pressed flaxseed into oil. It was during that time that he got an idea.
It dawned on me that why are we trucking all this flaxseed from the Dakotas out to Washington and pressing it for the oil and then bringing it back to all the transportation costs when we could just as easily do it here in the Dakotas? And so that was the basis of the start of the business, and it's been going very well since then.
Stingle moved back to his hometown in 2005 and began his business in what is known as the old Flannery's building. Flannery's was a meatpacking and sausage-making facility in Milbank, and prior to Stingle moving in, the structure had stood empty for a decade or two. Stingle says parts of the building are over 100 years old.
So here you've got this big brick building that is going to cost way too much to tip over or to implode or whatever you want to do with it. And structurally, it's sound. So it was we fixed up a bunch of the roofs on the building and came in and fixed up a bunch of the rooms and improved the building and got it up to food grade standards, cleaned the building up from top to bottom. And so you've got this brick building that still has life left in it.
The facility may be in an old building. You can see the imprint of old machinery in places on the concrete floors. But Stingle's company is producing a product that is relatively new and rare. Stingle says his is one of only a few operations making flax oil-based salad dressing. He says flaxseed oil is very high in omega-3s and beneficial to both humans and animals. But he says most people don't like the idea of taking a spoonful of oil.
And so we got to looking at the salad dressings, realized they're being made with soybean oil and canola oil and who knows, other oils. They'll just say a vegetable oil there. And we said, well, let's replace the flax oil into that, and then you get an omega-3 product, which is what's needed, and then you also have a good tasting product too that's usable and can be used in a lot of forms then as well.
The salad dressing starts out as tiny brown flax seeds. Outside, three bins each hold a semi-load of the seeds.
So the seed comes in from outside, drops down by gravity, and gets run through these presses.
Near the ceiling in one of the many rooms, several bins hold flaxseed. Stingle says screws on the presses below the bins are turning 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, squeezing oil from the tiny seeds.
Here's the screw right there that's just turning, and this is the head that normally the seed would stop against that and would be crushed, and then the oil drips down into the pan and drips down into the tank there.
The oil is piped into another room and filtered to remove all impurities.
And then in the background, you see there's 10 of these 800-gallon tanks of oil.
Some of that oil goes to the kitchen, where a handful of other ingredients are added, honey, mustard, onion, sea salt, and a little pepper, for example, to make a salad dressing rich in omega-3s. But Stingle says the flax seeds that run through the presses are used for so much more than salads. After the oil is pressed, a flaxseed meal is left behind. Stingle says that's used for animal feed.
I guess the biggest surprise was when I got the business with the omega-3 eggs, because I wasn't expecting that one at all, that the flax oil could go through the chicken and get an egg, and you also get the meat then from the chicken as well as an omega-3 egg. So the uses of this omega-3 or the flax oil has really surprised me. We've got it going into chickens. We've got it going into cows to give an omega-3 product there. I've got a customer that was taking it for his turkeys and getting an omega-3 turkey meat there.
Stingle says customers also use the flaxseed oil and meal for horses, cats, dogs, and bees. But it's human food that Stingle and his company have been focused on for the past few months. He says the new salad dressing just arrived on local store shelves a few weeks ago, and he's working on getting the product in Hy-Vee and other grocery stores in eastern South Dakota soon. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones in Milbank.